The biennial Chaya Art Awards, a competition open to people of all faiths and to those who have no belief in a faith or in a God, and to everyone in between. It's about exploring faith through creativity, and it all started with Katrina Moss, an artist from the New Forest. Hello, Katrina.
Well, good morning, Katie.
How wonderful to have you. Where do we join you this morning? Whereabouts are you?
We're in Hordle, which is just outside Lymington, so very close to the coast and yet very close to the forest.
So plenty of inspiration in such a beautiful part of the world.
It is gorgeous. We love living here.
Tell me a little bit about where the idea for an arts awards came from and what makes this different to other competitions.
Well, my mum had terminal cancer and my sister and I were visiting her a lot. And the day she died, back in 2014, I woke up with this idea to start a National Art Awards, exploring spirituality for people with faith, without faith, people on a journey. And I then spent about a year talking to curators and other artists to find out, you know, was there anything like this? Did they think it was a good idea? And then took the plunge, formed a charity, and the first awards was in 2018. And that was on the theme, Where is God in Our 21st Century World?
It sounds as though if you've managed to take do all of that in 4 years, it sounds as though it was sort of meant to be, Katrina. Did the doors just keep opening up in front of you?
Well, do you know, I think what was really encouraging for me was that people responded to my enthusiasm, and because they knew that I had put some of my own money into starting the awards, I think that really spoke to people, you know, put your money where your mouth is kind of thing. But also I was contacted by a lot of artists with faith that said that actually galleries weren't interested in displaying their work, which I just thought was such a shame, because spirituality is so important to so many people. And I think it's really important to provide spaces where we can look at the subject from lots of different angles. And there are so many gifted artists out there. And I just wanted to provide a platform to exhibit their amazing creativity.
It's interesting that galleries would have that response, given that when we think about fine art, or we think about something like, you know, the Sistine Chapel, for instance, you know, some of these examples of arguably man's greatest artistic achievements, so much of it is deeply rooted in faith.
I think that's changed over the decades, though, and it seems to be less popular now, and art in, you know, sort of 10-20 years ago was, if it was shocking, then it was, you know, that's what everybody wanted to see. And I think we've lost that expressing spirituality through our work. That's not to say it's not there, but it's harder to find it on display in galleries. So for me, this felt like a real privilege to be able to showcase, you know, people's different perspectives on such an important area for people.
And when you are a creative person such as yourself, if you sit down to think, oh, I'm looking for some inspiration now, it's hard to fight against the thing I would imagine that's moving you the most. And actually, if that is your faith, whether that's, you know, a discovery of faith, whether that's feeling really let down by your God, or feeling really challenged by your faith, if that's the thing that's speaking the loudest, that's going to kind of be what's going to come out, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think work, all creative people put something of themselves in the work that they're doing, which is often why artists feel quite vulnerable exposing their creativity to other people, because it is so personal. But I think that is the thing that really speaks to people. You know, you stand in front of a piece of work, and it's a bit like music. It sort of bypasses your logical brain and just impacts you on a gut level, and, you know, can really evoke quite deep emotions. And sometimes you're not even sure what's causing that, but I think it carries, you know, our God is a creative God. You know, that's one of the essences of his character, that he creates. And I think creativity, whether we know God or not, carries that dynamic spiritual power within it.
What's the theme for this year? And maybe you could give us some examples of how it's being interpreted.
Well, the theme for this year is awe and wonder. And I think in this current climate with, you know, with Brexit, with politics, with the war in the Ukraine, I think it's really good to have something really positive to focus. And people are coming to this theme of awe and wonder from lots of different approaches. Two of the ways that you would probably expect are through creation around us. So, you know, we've had some beautiful entries on the natural world. And we take all different kinds of visual art. So it's not just painting or drawing, but it's sculpture, it's textiles, it's glass, it's video photography, even installations. We've got one entry that was submitted, which is a forest of trees made out of textiles that you walk through. And another approach that people are coming to is the fragility of life and how amazing we are as human beings, how complex, the amazing gift that friendships and relationships and families can bring. And one of the particular entries that we've had is an alabaster fetus. And it's absolutely stunning. And it's a life-size representation of a fetus. And it's done by a sculptor who's also a mother. And one of the things that she wrote about it is it reminds her of the birth of her children and the fragility and the complexity of our existence, but also the intensity of love. And it's one of those pieces that evokes a lot of different responses. But that's what I like about art, is everybody gets from it something different.
Indeed. And thank you for sending me a little sneak preview of that particular piece. I must admit, the moment I saw it, I was just quite overwhelmed, really, by how beautiful and how intricate it was and how ambitious. And then to think of the other end of the, in terms of physical scale, the forest, you know, being created within the space. It's just so ambitious, Katrina. When you think back to your previous exhibitions to the exhibition which will be held, you know, for the kind of shortlisted finalists for next year, how do you feel about the journey you've been on?
Well, I look back in amazement. I mean, the first year in 2018, we had 450 entries. And when I launched it, you know, I didn't know whether we were going to get any entries, because all you can do is put something out there and just see whether it engages with people. And then in 2020, because of COVID, we had to postpone the exhibition for a year. We were just about to open in April when we went into COVID lockdown at the end of March. So it was, as you can imagine, a stressful time. And for that, the theme was God is ... And we had over 700 entries for that one. And, you know, I don't know how many we're going to get for this one, but we've got another 45 days for people, artists, to get their entries in. But it's amazing, and it just feels such a privilege for me to be able to showcase a lot of this amazing work. And some is from, you know, professionals that are selling their work for lots of money already, but others are artists that, you know, are just coming up, or people that do it as a hobby. They've never entered a competition before. We had a dentist that entered last time who created an amazing sculpture out of an old submarine periscope, and it was fantastic. So we get such a variety of artwork in different, and it's all judge blind, so the judging panel never know whether you're selling your work for £50, you're not selling it at all, or whether you're selling it for £20,000.
Goodness. And that's, I would imagine if you're entering, that feels like a real opportunity. You know, that you'll be in the mix with all sorts of amazing, well, people that maybe you even look up to as well, if you're kind of starting that journey yourself. I feel like I could talk to you all day, Katrina, but I've got to let you go. This sounds like it's a fantastic opportunity, and I can't wait to come see the exhibition in London. A day out in London sounds amazing. Next year, there's still time to send in an entry, isn't there? Why don't you let people know about the nuts and bolts of what they need to do if they want to take part?
Well, the website is the Chaya Art Awards, and Chaya spelled C-H-A-I-Y-A, Chaya Art Awards, and it'll come up at the top of Google and their other search engines. And then the exhibition is in London at the Oxo and Barge House Galleries on the London South Bank, and that will be from the 7th to the 16th of April next year. And it's free to visit, and we have thousands of people that come and visit the exhibition. But for artists, you've got 45 days to get a digital image of your creativity into us. And, of course, most artists say, oh, but it's, you know, my work won't get accepted. But you just never know, because we have a £10,000 top prize and we have nine other cash prizes. And we try and exhibit between 50 and 100 different artists. So get on that website and get your creativity in. And you can do, there's a 3-minute video. You can watch all about it on the Chaya Art Awards website.
Well, Katrina, well done you for starting it and for, you know, for just following that initial idea, especially when it came to you at such a time of such personal loss. Yeah, it's really good to know that things are just going from strength to strength. Let's catch up again before the exhibition, shall we?
Lovely. Thank you, Katie.
Super to have you there. Thank you very much. Katrina Moss is the artist and the founder of the Chaya Art Awards, which the entries are still open for another 45 days if you're creative. And it doesn't have to be something created new for this competition. If you've made something creative, a piece of artwork which is which fits into the theme of awe and wonder, well then why not get involved with the Chaya Art Awards? It's all about opening up a creative space and place for people of all faiths or no faiths and everyone in between. You're listening to BBC Radio Solent. It's great to have you.